This is Ask Me Another. I'm your host, Ophira Eisenberg, and we have a great show with all kinds of clever, nerdy questions. Just listening to the show will make you a little smarter, but we've learned that we can't guarantee that it will make you cooler. Let me introduce you to our Ask Me Another puzzle gurus, John Chinesky.
Hi, Ophira. I'm going to go do something patriotic, and I'll be back later in the show, okay?
Perfect, yeah, perfect
place for it. I'm going to go occupy something. I'll be right back.
Go occupy the back. And Art Chung.
Hey, Ophira.
Hello.
Hello.
They will be leading us in puzzles later on in the show. And, of course, we have the musical stylings and witty repartee of Jonathan Coulton.
Hello.
And standing in front of me, we have our contestants. Hello, contestants.
Hey, how's it going?
Hello. We have Laura Spadanuta and Tori Partridge. Give them a hand. So, Laura, you have been on some game shows. You've been on Jeopardy?
Oh, yeah.
And how was it? Do you have a great memory that you'd like to share?
Well, it was fun.
Yes.
I lost.
Okay, you lost.
Not as fun as
that's
it could
okay,
have been.
But you were on it, obviously.
I guess it was it was a little embarrassing after I got Final Jeopardy wrong. Alex Trebek then tried to tell me that I got it wronger than I thought I did and like, got the man's country wrong and everything. And I was like, well, I just lost. So let's cool it, okay? But,
yeah. You're like, I got it, Alex.
Yeah,
I got
it. I'm terrible. But
yeah,
it was
you're
fun.
Like, by the way, Alex, you have the answers.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. All right. Well, you know what? It's all different here tonight.
Okay.
And Tori, you studied international relations at McGill, which.
That's true.
I went to McGill as well. Heart of the North.
Hey-o, Canada.
Hey-o, Canada. And you now have a mural painting business.
I do, yeah.
What is the last mural you painted?
Ooh, the last mural that I did was actually right around here. It was a jazz-themed mural at a little business. It had jazz dancers and historic buildings from the U Street area, kind of highlighting the cultural landscape of D.C. It was pretty cool.
That sounds fantastic. All right, welcome, contestants. So in honor of our visit to Washington, D.C., our first game is called Hail to the Musicians. Sounds kind of presidential.
Yes,
noteworthy.
Yes, it does. What's going to happen is I am going to play songs by artists whose names happen to include the last name of a former U.S. president, and you, contestants, will have to identify the artist and the president.
And then we'll give you a follow-up trivia question about the president, and either of you can ring in to answer that one. Whoever gets the most points will move on to our Ask Me One More final round at the end of the show. Are you ready?
Yes. Yeah.
They say yes. They are excited. Okay.
I got my first real six string, bought it at the Five and Dime.
Laura.
Brian Adams and John Adams.
Yeah, John Adams. You don't have to shrug that off. That is correct. And your follow-up trivia question. Either of you can ring in. What did John Adams call the most insignificant office that ever the invention of man contrived or his imagination conceived?
The vice presidency?
Tori, you are correct. Yeah. And so was he. I think there was two correct people.
Don't you want somebody love? Don't you need somebody love? Wouldn't you love somebody love? You better find somebody to love.
Jefferson Airplane and Thomas Jefferson?
Tori, with Jefferson Airplane and Thomas Jefferson, you are correct. Well done. In 1815, Thomas Jefferson sold his entire book collection to the federal government to become the foundation of what? Laura?
The Library of Congress.
The Library of Congress is correct.
Who's the cat who won't cop out when there's danger all about? Shaft. Complicated man. No one understands him but his woman. John Shaft.
Okay, please don't ring in. A little more, please, John.
No,
we'll just need one more.
I know, it's a good song.
Oh, look at that. We've stumped our contestants.
It's the theme thinking? From Shaft.
Does it is help? The theme from Shaft. All right, why don't we throw it? Do you want to throw it to the audience?
Throw it to the audience?
All
right. Anyone? In the back?
Yeah, Isaac Hayes and Rutherford B. Hayes.
Yes, that was the answer.
Yes. I believe it was also Rutherford B. Hayes' campaign song.
And you're from England, so even the English know.
Oh, look at... Wow, I always thought the English were so modest. All right, but you still get a follow-up question. So, including Rutherford B. Hayes, 7 of the 9 U.S. presidents that served between 1869 and 1932 were all born in what state? Yes, Laura.
Virginia.
I don't know. No, that's a good guess. Not correct, but I like your enthusiasm. That's important. Tori?
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. I think also an excellent guest, but incorrect. The answer is Ohio. Huh. I know. No one can believe it. They're like, really?
Someday I'll be living in a great big city, and all you're ever gonna be is me. Why you gotta be so mean?
Oh, they don't know. Okay. All right. Why don't we throw it? Do you want to throw it to the audience?
Throw it to the audience. All right. Anyone? In the back?
It would be Taylor Swift and James Taylor.
No, the person said Taylor Swift was correct, yeah. But he also said that James Taylor was our president.
James which, Taylor.
You know,
not
great
yet.
Idea.
Not yet, sir. Yeah. Fingers crossed, of course, but not yet.
Does anyone know who the corresponding president was?
Way in the back, the president of the United States?
Zachary Taylor.
James Taylor was president. Yeah. Be a kinder, gentler nation.
Yeah, exactly. Very mellow nation, yes.
Soft rocking our way.
This is relaxation month. Known as Old Rough and Ready, which is also Jonathan Colton's nickname, Zachary Taylor was the last member of what political party to win a U.S. presidential election? Yes, Tori?
The Whigs.
The Whigs. That is correct. Yes.
It's still a close race. Tori has 3, Laura has 2, so it's still
okay.
Anyone's game.
Anyone's game.
We got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. We've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out. I'm going to Jackson, gonna mess around.
Uh-oh, I see this. The look of
they
stumping.
They look sad.
Yeah.
What if I were wearing all black?
What if you were?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just asking.
What if you were Reese Witherspoon?
What if you were Reese Witherspoon? Laura.
I'm Johnny Cash.
Yes?
Yeah.
Well, that's you're half right. It was Johnny Cash. It was a duet between Johnny Cash and a lady.
June Carter.
June Carter.
And Jimmy Carter.
Jimmy Carter. Yes. While on a solo fishing trip in Georgia in 1979, President Carter was attacked by what animal who tried to climb into his boat? And people are laughing because it's hilarious. Any guesses? Any answers? An animal climbed into the boat and attacked him. Yes, Laura?
Alligator?
Good guess. That would make a lot of sense. I hear where you're going with that, but wrong. Yeah. Yeah. It was a swamp rabbit.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, of course. That happens. Yeah, usually
dangerous
in May.
Dangerous animals.
They love peanuts. We have a tiebreaker?
We are all tied up, so we're going to have to go to a tiebreaker.
There are 3 points each.
Yes.
You guys are even, so we're going to do a tiebreaker. So put your hands near those bells and get ready. Here you go. This is just a trivia question. During his 1992 presidential campaign, Bill Clinton played Heartbreak Hotel on his saxophone on what late-night talk show?
Laura, 3 times.
Triple ring.
The Arsenio Hall Show.
You are correct, Laura. Congratulations. You will be moving on to our Ask Me One More final round at the end of the show. You guys are fantastic contestants. Thank you so much. Have another hand for Corey and Laura.
Washington came first and he was perfect. John Adams kept us out of war with France. Jefferson made a Louisiana Purchase. In 1812, James Madison kicked the British in the pants. James Monroe told Europe they could suck it. John Quincy Adams looked just like his dad. Andrew Jackson got rid of all the Indians. Van Buren served one term, but he wasn't bad. William Henry Harrison died early. John Tyler annexed Texas from Mexico. James K. Polk fought Mexico to keep it. Taylor was a Mexican war hero. Fillmore gave a boat to Commodore Perry. Pierce repealed the Missouri Compromise. Buchanan saw the Civil War's beginnings. Lincoln saved the Union, then he died.
Jonathan Colton, everybody.
Thank you.
Now, I just have to point out that when we were talking about a song to play after that game, Jonathan had that song. These are the kinds of things that you just have in your back pocket at all times.
Sure, you need a song about the presents? I got one.
I did need a song about the presents, and yeah, I got it.
There
it was
go.
Fantastic. Thank you.
You're welcome.